Dan. It's the Tay and Jay Show. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm Lon Tay. Jeremy Warner's alongside.
Yes.
And Mike Carpenter's here, which means it's either Tuesday or it's Friday. Tell me it's the latter.
It is Tuesday.
Oh, thanks,
sorry.
Mike.
Sorry.
Thanks a lot. Like, I'm not in a bad enough mood about the Cardinals. Now you tell me it's only Tuesday.
You know, it's time for football anyways.
You're right.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Hey, they're still in it, all
You're right? They're still in it, and they do play tonight, so you never know.
Meaningful baseball in late September.
Good point.
Enjoy it, okay? From Chicago fans,
You're
Cubs,
right.
or
You're
White
right.
Sox.
You're right.
Enjoy it, Cardinals
Work
fans.
With me here, Warner. How much did Chris Carpenter just sign for?
$21 million over 2 years.
So that breaks down to how much a year? What, 10 and a half?
5, yeah.
So it takes 10 and a half to get Chris Carpenter to come back. Brad Sturdy, how much would it take to pitch for the Villa Grove Hurricanes?
Oh, man, I tell you what, it'd be a lot less than that. I mean, I don't know, with the way my body's holding up, I may have to start paying people to let me pitch.
Tell you what, and we're going to get on, obviously, and talk a lot of Illini recruiting here. Brad Sturdy from OrangeandBlueNews.com joining us. But, Brad, I saw you, and by the way, congratulations to you and Nokomis for winning the state fast pitch softball championship. But I saw you the day before, and it looked like you needed, you needed help to get to the parking lot. I don't know how you were able to throw on Sunday.
You know, I don't know. I was not feeling real good. Torn meniscus in my knee, and it wasn't. We just sometimes you just got to go through it. And
yep.
I don't know.
Well,
get lucky.
He did, and now Brad, we've tossed aside the softball, and we're
Come
busy.
On, that was good radio, though.
That was. Yeah. I mean, people. There's a lot of people out there that love
softball talk.
Fast
Come
pitch.
On.
Well, should we continue?
Yeah,
no,
maybe.
Let's don't. Let's talk about what's at hand, and I'm going to let Jeremy take over because we've got some exciting recruiting news, Brad.
Yeah, Brad, daily double, I guess some people are calling it, with Illini 2-for-2 on commitments in the last 2 days. Michael Orris on Sunday night, a 2012 point guard, and Malcolm Hill, the 2013 shooting guard from Belleville East. Momentum back in recruiting for Illinois basketball, and Bruce Weber and Jarence Howard seems to be playing another big role in these two.
Yeah, no question. I think you know, the one good thing about this these guys is they're just they fit exactly what they need. You know, you look at the Orris commitment; they needed a point guard to come in next year who can compete, who's going to be there, you know, to kind of back up Tracy Abrams, but also to push Tracy Abrams. I think a lot of people are calling Michael Orris, you know, he's a 4-year backup or this that, but I don't think Michael Orris feels that way, and I don't think the Illinois staff feels that way. He's a kid who does all those little things, those intangibles, and he's the kid. One of those kids you need to have on your team. You know, a kid who's going to do that dirty work, and he'll play defense. He'll distribute the ball, not worried about getting his points, just making sure everybody else gets theirs. And he has the ability to score. I think we're going to see this year with him, when he plays at Crete, they lost a couple of deep, you know, high major kids off that Crete Monet team, and he'll score more this year. And I think people will be a lot more excited about him when they see that. With Malcolm Hill, you got a top 50 wing. They lose DJ Richardson. They lose Brandon Paul that year. So obviously, you know, he can come in and help, you know, add to that depth on the wing. He's a kid that can really score, gets to the basket, great body control. That's the thing that you notice when you watch him play is he gets to the basket and he doesn't get called for charges. He's able to slide by the defender, use things, score with either hand around the hoop. I think the biggest thing with him is he can add 3-point range to his jump shot. It'll be very difficult to guard him, at the next level. You know, now he's up to 6'5". Reminds me a little bit, the way he plays and that style of like an Evan Turner type. Not saying he'll end up being that good, but, I mean, this kind of that way he can get to the basket and he has great body control.
Talking with Brad Sturdy from OrangeandBlueNews.com. We'll get back to Malcolm Hill, Brad. I want to ask you about Orris, though, because that 2012 class, pretty weak in Illinois. And some people thinking, well, why don't they just wait for 2013, add one of those high-ranked kids? But at the same time, you talked about the need for Illinois, and, you know, they have Tracy Abrams next year, but he's not a true point guard. You lose Sam Maniscalco. You need somebody that can handle the rock, and though he might not be, you know, a star player right away or ever, you need somebody that can handle the ball, because Illinois knows you can't have just one point guard on the team as they had the last couple of years.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think, you know, I think Tracy Abrams is going to have a year of seasoning here. Getting Sam Maniscalco is huge for his, you know, development, and he's going to be fine, but you know, you can't play the kid 40 minutes, and that means you're going to have to play somebody out of position. And so I think having a guy like Orris who can come in and play along, play, you know, push Abrams, help him. And also, I think you've got a guy who can really distribute the ball, because Tracy's a scorer. I mean, you know, yeah. He's a point guard, but he's a combo guard. He's a scoring point guard. And and he's not, you know, he's not one of those pass-first guys. And I think that's where Mike Loris fits in. He's a pass-first guy. He's happy to run the team and, you know, not take a shot the entire game unless they leave him open.
And, Brad, you talked about Malcolm Hill, a kid that, surprisingly, he's going to be a junior, but still only 15 years old. Probably a lot of room to grow, not only in his body, but in his skill set. You talked about him as a slasher. It doesn't seem like, you know, Illinois's got a couple athletes right now, a Crandall Head. How does he compare to some of the guys that Illinois has right now?
Well, he's different. He's not the athlete, maybe the Crandall Head is, but not many people are. But he's very, very good at getting to the basket. He understands, and he's a very good ball handling. He's very explosive with that first step. He can, you know, with the jab step, he can get by people. He can attack in transition. He's just really, really good with the ball in his ability to, and understanding, like, I don't know if it makes sense to a lot of people, but he understands angles. He understands how to get on, you know, get past his defender. And as he gets stronger, he's going to be very good at finishing at the next level, you know, getting to the basket, finishing. He's got a nice little mid-range game where you can get to the basket, pull up, you know, from 12, 15 feet, or continue on and finish at the rim. So I think that's where he's going to be. He's a kid that really Illinois has not had a kid who kind of does things like Hill does, who puts up the you know, a slasher type who also puts up the points like he does. I mean, he scores a lot of points. I mean, I saw a game this spring where he had 25 in the first half.
Wow.
So you just look at, he's just a kid that can really score the basketball, and there's not, they, you can always use a lot of those. He's also a kid who's a willing defender and willing coachable. He's a great kid, and I think that's both with Hill and Orris, you got great coachable kids who really want to be, you know, be successful and be good.
Talk with Brad Sturdy from OrangeAndBlueNews.com for 2013 class. Now Malcolm Hill and Jalen James, who seem to play a little bit of a role in this one, recruiting him. I know they have one spot left in that. What is their plans now? How does this affect who they go after in that 2013 class?
Well, I think they're going to look for, they'd like to look for a big guy. I think, you know, obviously the biggest name out there is Tommy Hamilton, and they're working on a kid from Ohio named Devin Williams. But there are a couple other kids that really maybe haven't come up on the radar yet, but they're you know, they're scouring and looking around. But I think what happens this year could play a role in who ends up in that class. And there's a lot of variables, but they're going to look at those big kids, and they also are Jabari Parker. There's going to be a spot for Jabari Parker if he wants to come to Illinois at the end of the day. I mean, somehow, some way, Jabari Parker, they won't say, sorry, we don't have room for you. So they're going to have a spot for him. And the way I look at him, he's a difference maker in the class. I mean, he turns this really, really good class, potentially even a great class if you had a kid like Hamilton, into just, you know, the number one class in the country if you had Jabari Parker. So that's the kind of, you know, player he is, and that's what they want to work on him. But there are some other kids that they also are watching who could fill a role. Maybe it's a kid who can really shoot the ball, really score the ball, who wouldn't maybe, you know, Parker's not worried about who you take with him or who's around him. He's going to play. He knows that. So that's where they can pretty much take anybody they want with another scholarship, and it's not going to have an effect on Jabari.
Brad, Mike Carpenter here. The question I have for you is, even though, you know, two big recruits commit to Illinois this weekend, and we've had some good classes, even dating back to the DJ and Brandon Paul class, so recruiting has turned around, but there's still, and I can even see on message boards and everything, a lack of interest as opposed to, say, let's say 5 or 6 years ago, we get a big recruit, and then you would have seen a lot more interest. Where do all these
pieces... That's all they had.
Well, exactly.
Right. So where do all these pieces fit, I guess, is what I'm asking. What should excite Illinois fans the most about these consecutive classes that, at least on paper, look to be promising?
Well, I think the one thing that you see is they've addressed some of the issues that they have, whether it be at the point guard spot, where, you know, with the kids like Orris, they've got Abrams, they've got depth at every position. I think that's the difference. The 2009 class was nice. You know, you look at it, but with three, you basically brought in three combo guards or three wing players to go along with, you know, Tyler Griffey. And so sometimes I think what they roster management is an issue, not taking maybe the position they need. Yeah, they're guards, but they're not point guards. You know, if they'd had a point guard in that 2009 class, I think the last couple of years may have been a little bit more successful, just having someone to, you know, to push Dimitri McKamey and you know, be, and also allow him to play off the ball a little bit.
Right.
I think that would have been a really helpful thing. So I think the excitement thing for me is you look at that 2011 class, it's covering all five positions basically. and you bring in these three kids here that they've got committed in 12 and 13, you've got also kids that fill that role, that kids that can fill a certain position. They have a niche, they can do things, and they complement each other well. And I think that's the difference where in the past they maybe got kids that didn't necessarily complement each other well. Like, I think Mike Tisdale and Mike Davis were both good players at Illinois, but they weren't good players on the same team.
Right.
I think that they didn't fit together. You know, if you'd have put Tisdale next to a low post banger, that'd have been great. You put Davis next to a kid who, you know, a physical guy on the defensive end, you know, who can really block shots and change things, he would have been great. You know, so I think that it just kind of depends on how you piece your roster together and how they fit.
Yeah, and I think you got with these recruiting classes, I mean, you got to think these guys that in the 2009 class, just juniors, you know, in this 2010 class, Myers Leonard's still a sophomore and all these new guys still freshmen, so we still got to see them with time. But Brad, my question to you, and I know this is probably just, you know, it'd be speculation at this point because we don't know what Mike Thomas is thinking, but do you think this can have an effect on whether Mike Thomas would keep Bruce Weber because he keeps getting this talent coming into Illinois?
Well, I don't think there's any question that it doesn't hurt Weber's case. You can say, look, you know, we finally got these kids on campus. You know, we got this class. I think, but Illinois needs to have a successful season. You know, they need to make the NCAA tournament, or else I think that there will be a lot of heat on Coach Weber. But if they do have a successful season, I think people are really pointing to next year as being a year when Illinois can be very, very good in 2012-13. And I think the Illinois coaches believe that, too. I think they believe that they can really, over this next two-year period, be very good. And I think, so if that happens, you know, I think a lot of the pressure that's on Bruce Weber will kind of subside if they can have a couple of back-to-back good years and continue that recruiting, and he may be the coach here for quite some time. So, but if, you know, if they don't make the NCAA tournament this year, then there's going to be a lot of question marks. Yes, you're young, and yes, you don't, but, you know, at the same time, I think that people are getting a little bit antsy. You know, going forward.
You know, Brad, it's my job. I get paid to talk on the radio, but when you're on, I just sit back and listen. Like, I might as well just go to my car while you're on, and I could just listen. Is that fair? I'm going to do that next time. Is that cool?
That's cool.
Jeremy? Brad, you do a great job. We always enjoy having you on. OrangeandBlueNews.com. If you want to stay ahead of things, for sure, check out Brad Sturdy because he knows what he's talking about. Brad, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, all right, Brad. Buddy. That is Brad Sturdy. And that guy, I mean, wow. How many hours does he just, I mean, to stay on top of this stuff is just, I think we talked about this last time.
It's tough.
It's nonstop.
I had to do it.
You did it.
And you never know when it's going to break. Mm. And, yeah, for Illinois, a good weekend. They get two kids that seem to fit what they want to do with their program, and it keeps momentum going, and it keeps them in demand. So that last scholarship spot, well, you better act quick so they can work ahead. They can work on these 2013 and 14 kids now and even look farther than that.
We're going to talk some more basketball and Illini basketball as we move forward. But first, we're going to get Lyle on from Arthur. He wants to talk a little Cardinal baseball again. How are you, Lyle?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
Awesome. Thanks for holding on. We appreciate that through Brad. Are you one of these? Are you going to try to help me stay involved?
I've been a Cardinal fan all my life, and I'm very disappointed with them. They're supposed to have the best batting lineup, and they keep hitting in the double plays. Are they leading in double plays?
Yes. In fact, I think they're about ready to break their record that they set for the National League years ago. I think they're about ready to break that record.
And then when they get a lead and they sit on it, and the pitching staff gives the game up. So I'm thinking that we need a new management. But I think La Russa needs to go, and so does everybody else.
Well, Lyle, hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate you holding on for that.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you, Lyle.
We talked about that one day.
We did.
And we said, hey, I think we're both in the mindset that if Tony La Russa's here next year, okay.
That's fine.
I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
But, hey, it might be time to move on. It might be time, you know, 15 years is a long time to stay at one place. It can get a little stagnant, maybe.
And even according to Tony La Russa, you know, he's said before, you know, 12 years is about all you need to stay. We'll be back. We've got a lot more on the show. 359-2255. Tay and Jay Show.